KSL News Time is 8:29. Triple Team Traffic, and back to you, Andy.
Amanda, watching stop and go traffic and remain on I-15 between the Bangor Highway exit and Draper up through 106th. Then we've got right lane slowdowns and then the 90th on-ramp, some stop-and-go as you get near 5300 South, and it's gotten really slow coming into Salt Lake itself between 21st South and the 6th South exit. Eric Butler?
A couple of accidents earlier northbound I-15, and a couple of them are still around in Utah County. This one right at University Parkway in Orem is still yet to be cleared. The one at 1200 North in Lehigh, that one does seem to be cleared now, but at any rate, neither one causing any delays if you're heading from Provo to the point of the mountain. Heather?
And we are going to have stop-and-go traffic southbound 15 from 700 South in Clearfield all the way down to Layton Parkway, where a crash has just been moved over to the right shoulder. It had been on both sides of the freeway. And one of our KSL traffic tipsters just called in and said traffic right around Antelope Drive is a complete parking lot. Once you get past it, you're going to have more stop-and-go traffic from the North Interchange into downtown Salt Lake, also from an earlier crash, and lots of delay on the west side belt from Legacy Parkway to I-80 West. Check engine light on. More than 50% of the time, it's nothing major. Get it checked for free at AAMCO. Their trained professionals can help. Go AAMCO, AA,
beep, beep,
MCO. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.